Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The whole world has been looking for this. Talking about all of creation is looking for the revelation of Jesus Christ, and it's about to happen. And we see in verse number one, all the voices in heaven, everybody's rejoicing because they've seen what has taken place on the earth, and now something's going to happen. The revelation of Jesus Christ, and they're preparing for it. In verse number one, we heard that a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia. By the way, let me say this. That word hallelujah is in every language, I'm told. I don't know, there's so many dialects, so many languages in the world, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different dialects, languages. But what I'm told, that word is in every language, hallelujah. It's Hebrew, it's in the Filipino language, isn't it? It's in the Spanish language, it's in Vanuatu. Pislama? Actually, I can't even pronounce that word. Okay, it's in that language, the word hallelujah. All over the world, you just go around and say hallelujah. People look at you and they know what you're saying. It's in their language. And it's also, there's another word that I'm told that's also in every language. It's the word amen. Is that in your language? Bisgama or whatever. Yeah. Is that in the is it in the Spanish language? Somebody's Spanish speaking. Frank's not. Anybody fluent in Spanish here? Oh, you got to be kidding me. We don't have no Spanish-speaking folk here. Is it? Well, I was told it was, okay? That the word hallelujah and the word amen is in every language, which is really neat. You know what the word amen means? So be it. Truly, truly. And it's amazing. We'll get down in verse number four. Those words are used together. Amen. Hallelujah. I can't wait till we get to talk about verse number four. But I want you to notice in verse number one, the word hallelujah, these four hallelujahs, even though they mean praise ye the Lord, they all have different thoughts behind them. Why are they praising the Lord? Well, first of all, we see in verse number one, they speak of the Lord redeems. The Lord redeems. What do you mean, preacher? Well, he says, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. We're going to be singing praises to the Lord forever and forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because he redeems us. He saved us. And aren't you glad? Let me just share this with you and I'm going to move on. Jesus is the only way to salvation. And we're going to read here in verse number five, a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God of his service. That voice is Jesus Christ. And we'll get that in verse number five. I'm jumping ahead. But Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. And here great choir of people, if you will, of all believers, of all the saints, they would say, hallelujah, salvation. Lord, you redeemed us, and we'll never forget it. We'll never forget it. Salvation, glory, and honor all belongs to the Lord, every one of them. He saved us by his power and by his grace, and only Jesus can redeem. Only he can redeem. And I'll never, ever get over it. I have this in my notes. Hallelujah. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained with sin, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Listen, this hallelujah is because the Lord redeems. He redeemed us. And then we see in verse number 2 and 3. Another hallelujah, and this one, the Lord revenges. The first one is the Lord redeems. This one is the Lord revenges. It's going to talk about how God brought his vengeance upon the people of the earth, especially Babylon. But he said this in verse number 2, for true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again, they say, hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. Listen, this hallelujah is the Lord revenges. When it talks about for true and righteous are his judgments, Only God's judgments are true and righteous. Even us. Don't raise your hand. You ever made, can I use that word, judgment calls or decisions that have been wrong? And boy, I messed up on that one, you know. And often, you know, I pick on Freddie. I love Freddie and Karen. They're dear friends. But I promise you, even though Freddie thinks he's perfect, okay, Freddie's made some bad decisions. The best decision Freddie ever made was accepting Christ, and the second was marrying Karen. Best thing he's ever done in his life. But we make some bad decisions, bad judgments. But God, he says, true and righteous are his judgments. I have that word judgments underlined in my Bible twice. I'll never forget. We think of God as a God of love and of mercy and of grace. He is all of that. But God also is a God of judgment. You cannot sin and get by with it. I'll never forget, and I want to move. Every time I think of God's judgment, quite a few years ago, had the privilege of sitting in a Sunday school class taught by President Jimmy Carter. Most of you know that he teaches, when he's able, he would teach Sunday school class there in Plains, Georgia. And most of you know I have a little farm up there. And long story short, we were invited to go to sit in his Sunday school class, and it had to be on a Sunday morning. I never miss a Sunday morning hardly, unless I'm sick or this dear lady's been coming for 3 weeks. She said, I ain't joining until I hear you preach, and I ain't preaching today either, you know. So anyway, so next Sunday I'll be preaching. Normally, I rarely miss. And I was up there, and we got talking, and we were invited to come to sit at the church there in Plains. And we got there a little late, because we lived out in the woods and have a wife and 4, 5, 6 kids. You know how it is. Everybody had to get ready. And we got to, how many of y'all ever been to that church there in Plains? Anybody? You've been there? Have you heard the Sunday school lesson and all? Okay. We get there and there's buses. All different kinds of Methodist, Presbyterian. And it's a small church. It's half the size of this church. It's not a big church. Half the size of this church. But yet, when he teaches, everybody comes to hear President Jimmy Carter, and rightfully so. He would come, and they invited us to come. And so we got there late, and they had a Secret Service checking. Yeah, you know, with these wands, they checked the purses and make sure nobody was carrying guns and all. And we was in the back line, and finally, the lady who invited us, who was heading us up, she saw us. She said, Pastor, I'm so glad you're here. We've been waiting on you. And the church was packed. It was packed. There were people standing up everywhere in the aisles because it was, like I say, about half the size of this church. And they had a front row that was reserved. I'll never forget this. And it said, the Lanier's. And everybody, they thought we were really important folk. The lady walked us down the middle of the aisle, immediately tracing the kids. And they were all looking at us like, who are these people? Because the pew was reserved. And you have to pardon me, but I kind of poked my chest out a little bit. Not that dramatic, but it was pretty awesome. Boy, this is really nice. You know, anyway, we sat right there, and President Jimmy Carter brought a little podium, and he wasn't in the pulpit. He came right down, and you know how they would bring a little podium down there, and he would teach. And I never forget what he said. He talked about how he welcomed everybody, and he even told them. He said, I know y'all are from different backgrounds, and y'all come to hear me speak. And he gave a wonderful, wonderful gospel message, a plan of salvation, about the only way to heaven through Jesus Christ. He told them how they could be saved and beginning of his Sunday school lesson. And he says, I make no apologies for that. I know you come from different backgrounds. He gave him a wonderful, and I said, amen. I'm like, amen. I know President Carter and I were buddies, and I'm on his hotline, but he hunts. He used to hunt on my property. He would dove hunt, and I can't say anymore because this is going live, but he would come out there and dove hunt, and the Secret Service would sit on the porch while he's out there dove hunting. And I told Latrice, one day I'm going to put a sign over the toilet that said, Jimmy Carter sit here. She won't let me do that. But anyway, he's bringing a wonderful plan of salvation. Then he said, today's lesson is in the book of 1 Chronicles. He said, I know y'all, we talk about love, God's love and grace and mercy, and I believe it. And President Carter said, God is also a God of judgment.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.